Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Maaser Sheni, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Mars Miriam, Sarah, Basar, Yaakov, Moshe, Her Nisham, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rochel, Basar, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezmeretz, Pai Rochel, they should be gebenched for Zereshal, Kayoma, Bekar of Mamesh. As we had learned yesterday in Mishnah Beis, Reb Shimon said that there was a big difference between Karshinim and Tilton of Truma and Karshinim and Tilton of Maaser Sheni. In Mishnah Gimel, we learned about Tilton, and now we're going to be learning about Karshinim. What are Karshinim? So we've had this previously. Karshinim is a bean-like plant, which was usually used to feed animals. However, b'shas adchak, if it was a really challenging, difficult situation, a person could eat them. So Mishnah Dalet tells us, Karshinim Maaser Sheni ye'achu tzimchaynim. If we have Karshinim of Maaser Sheni, they have to be eaten as young plants. As we said with Tilton, only the young plants are able to be eaten by humans. Once they grow more and they become hard, they're only edible by animals, and it's not proper to feed Maaser Sheni to animals. Now, there is a kula with Karshinim of Maaser Sheni, v'nichnasim liYerushalayim v'yaitzim. They can be brought into Yerushalayim and brought out of Yerushalayim. We know that once food of Maaser Sheni is brought into Yerushalayim, it's not allowed to be brought out. But we have a kula with Karshinim of Maaser Sheni, they're allowed to be brought out of Yerushalayim once they were brought in. Nitmu, let's say these Karshinim of Maaser Sheni became Tomei, Reb Tarfon says, Yischalku le'isais. They have to be broken up and placed into dough. Reb Tarfon holds we are not allowed to redeem them. We have to eat these Karshinim. How do we do so? We take a piece which is smaller than a beitza. A piece which is smaller than a beitza, smaller than an egg, is not able to be metame other things. So he takes this piece, he puts it in a dough that he's making, and then he eats it that way. V'chum say, Yipadu, these Karshinim of Maaser Sheni that became tame, they could be redeemed. However, the Mishnah tells us, Vishal Truma, when we're dealing with Karshinim of Truma, Beishamai says, Shairin v'shafin b'tahara u'machilin b'toma. When the Kayan soaks them or rubs them onto his skin, he has to be tahar. However, he can feed them to his animal even though his hands are tame. Ubeisela says, Shairin b'tahara, when they're soaked, they have to be done so in a state of tahara, v'shafin u'machilin b'toma. But when he rubs them on his skin or he feeds them to his animal, he could do so in a state of tuma. Shamai says, Ye'achlu tsarid, that when they're fed to the animal, they have to be fed when they're dry. They cannot be wet after soaking them, they have to be let to dry out. Now, Rekiba Aimer, he says, Kol masayin b'toma, anything the Kain wants to do with these karshinim, he's allowed to do in a state of tuma. But either which way, we see from here that we're much more machmir with karshinim of Maaser Sheni than we are with karshinim of Truma. And now moving on to Mishnah with another halacha. Mois chulin umois Maaser Sheni shenis pazru. He had money of chulin and money of Maaser Sheni that got all scattered. He had two different piles on the table, a pile of Maaser Sheni money and a pile of chulin money. Someone accidentally knocked it off the table and it scattered all over the place. He has no idea which coins are chulin and which coins are Maaser Sheni. So Masha Likate, whatever he gathers, meaning if he's picking up the coins one by one, so Likate la Maaser Sheni ad shiyashlim, whatever he picks up first is considered to be Maaser Sheni until he completes the amount of Maaser Sheni that he needs to. V'hashar chulin, and the rest is chulin. So let's say both piles had 100 coins, so the first 100 coins that he picks up are treated as Maaser Sheni. Now it's very important to note over here, he can't just treat the first 100 coins as Maaser Sheni if they're not Maaser Sheni. So they're not Maaser Sheni. So what does he do? Every coin he picks up, he says, if this is Maaser Sheni, great. If it's not Maaser Sheni, so then the Kedusha of the coin, which is Maaser Sheni, should be transferred onto this coin that I have in my hand. Now this is all if you pick them up one by one. However, in Balal v'Chafan, if they all got gathered into a big pile, and he grabbed a handful, Chafan means to grab a handful, so he grabbed a handful of coins, so then Lefi Chashbin, everything is according to the proportion of how many coins were Chulin and Maaser Sheni. So if half the coins were Chulin and half the coins are Maaser Sheni, so half of what he has in his hand is considered a chulin, and half is Maaser Sheni. And Zaklal, this is the rule, says the Mishnah, Hameslakdim, if the coins are gathered one by one, Lemaaser Sheni, the first coins are considered Maaser Sheni. Vahanivlalim, if they all get mixed up together, Lefi Cheshbin, everything is according to the proportion of how much chulin and Maaser Sheni was here to begin with. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion with a similar halacha. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.